Blog Talk Radio.
You're now in tune into the Eagles in Flight album with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. Apostle Marcus Dupree is an apostle on a mission. Teaches the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, commissioning leaders, and empowering with an apostolic release. Prophet Selena Dupree is a prophetic intercessor, birthing out sons and daughters in the prophetic. Eagle Wings International Ministry is located at Midland, South Carolina. They're teaching God's servants how to become leaders, always to edify and enhance your relationship with God. Also founders of Eagles in Flight Fellowship. You can write this ministry at P.O. Box 2185, Richland, South Carolina, 29936. Their phone number is 843-271-1006. And now, you are tuned into the Eagles in Flight Hour. Eagles, mount up!
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree.
We can have, we can talk to a bunch of people, but really when it comes down to, we need to talk to the Lord. We need to get to know Him, develop and cultivate our relationship with Him. You know, He said casting our cares unto Him because He cared for us. A lot of times we carry these burdens when it wasn't meant for us to carry them.
Just wonderful when God places a shepherd in your midst that does what Jesus does.
Everything wants to be built up in our life. Everything has a voice. You know, sometimes we can have so many voices speaking into our ears, and we just need to get to the voice that matters the most, the Lord's voice.
Because He doesn't give us one or two or three. He gives us so many chances because He's a faithful God. You know, we mess up a lot as Christians. Sometimes it's things that we know, and then sometimes it's things that we're doing that we just don't know.
Any which way He can try and get you away from God, He's always trying to do that, always trying to pull you away.
Eagles in Flight Hour with Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Selena Dupree. From Eagles Wings International Ministries. We're broadcasting live at BMG Radio.
To God. Welcome to Eagles in Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and I'm Prophet Selena Dupree. And we thank God for just being here and being able to do what the Lord sent us to do. Let's pray. Father, we thank You right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your goodness and grace in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us your presence and your glory, Lord God, for just allowing us to experience you in a way that we've never experienced you before. Thank you for showing forth your praise tonight, Lord, even as we come together on accord. Thank you for your word that's going to come forth in this hour. We thank you, Lord God, for truly encouraging our hearts, even as we release your word tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the impact of your word, Lord God. It is your word that makes the difference. Your word that causes transformation to happen. It is your word that brings forth with power. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God, for even as we speak in the unction of your spirit, Lord God, thank you for your word making the difference. So, Father, we thank you right now. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. We give you praise, honor, glory, your son. Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Truly, Lord, I thank you for this. We thank the Lord for this opportunity and time to come before you with the word of God tonight. We want to ask you to turn with us to Daniel chapter 8. I mean, it's chapter 6, excuse me. All right, we're going to start reading at start 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over all the whole realm, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, the princes might give account to them. Kings should have no loss or suffer, would not be defrauded. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find an accusation against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find an occasion or fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We should not find an occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the laws of his God." All right, tonight, I want to talk to you tonight from the subject of when you are preferred. When you are preferred by God. When you are preferred by men. When you are preferred. What is really going on when you are preferred? When you prefer something, something is preferred to like, or something, or someone better than someone or something else, or than others. To make, it means to make a charge against someone in a court of law, to promote, advance to rank or position, to like or better or best. To give priority. Amen. To put or set forward or before someone. To bring or lay against someone. To bring forward or lay before one for consideration. When you are preferred. When you are preferred. I want you to think about this tonight. Daniel was preferred. This in verse 3 says, Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him to set him over the whole realm. See, there was something different about Daniel that made him a target for king's favor above all the others that presented themselves. Those who, if anyone who's called or listening by a computer, or like anyone who had to call in, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the question box, amen. But when you preferred, Let's look at that a little closer. When you're preferred, it means to be liked, to like someone. In this case, it's to like someone better than someone or others. Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. He was preferred above all of them. It also means to make or a charge against someone in law. Then it also means to promote or advance to rank or position. Here we see, because an excellent spirit was on Daniel, was in him, the king thought to set him over. He promoted him above everyone else. When you are preferred by God, when you are preferred by the king, when you're preferred by your boss, when you're preferred by pastor, leader, whoever it is, authority over you, it sets you apart. It really sets you apart. And you find some things that's going to happen. Now, I will give you 6 points to remember about being preferred. Just some things to keep in mind while you're walking through your preference time. Okay, first thing I'd like to say, let's see. Here, we're going to start with this first thing here. Okay, through verses 1 through 4, there's some key points that I want you to remember. First of all, people will hate you without a cause. That's just right on blunt, just out the stable. There's no kind of hard punches. People will hate you without a cause just because you're preferred by God. When you've been preferred by God, you've been preferred by whoever, man, leadership, whoever it is, when you've been preferred, people will hate you without a cause. There is nothing that you did about it. There's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. Might as well accept it and praise God. I know that first one is a tough one, but it's reality. The second thing is, it will please your leaders, your leader or leaders, to bless you or promote you. When that time of promotion comes because you're preferred, it's going to bring them great joy and bless you. It's always a great occasion when you've been preferred by God. It brings them joy. And also, there's an excellent spirit within you. Now, let me say this.
All right.
Yes. Hello?
I'm here.
I didn't. You had a question? What happened? Okay. All right. Don't know what happened there. Like I said, so when you've been preferred by God, you have an excellent spirit. Also, it speaks to the potential that's in you. There's an excellent spirit that's in you, is also upon you. You need to let it rise, nurture that inside of you, and let it flow. That speaks to, because you may look at yourself and be like, well, you know, I'm not a little special. I'm not. There is something special about you. Others may tend to see it before you see it, but there are some excellent things about you that if you nurture it, it should flourish and cause you to be greater than what you are. You know, it should cause you to excel even further than where you are now. So here it is, when you said that there's an excellent spirit that was in Daniel, there was something special about Daniel that set him apart from all the rest. There was something about the way Daniel worked that got their attention. There's something about the way he believed that got their attention. There's something about the way he talked that got their attention. There's something about the way he walked that got their attention. There's something special about him that set him apart from all the rest. There was nothing common about Daniel. He wasn't caught up in everyday fad. He had his own way of walking. He was not afraid to be comfortable in his own flesh. He was not afraid to be who he are. If he's still stuck like a sore thumb, well, he was what he is. He didn't find it a threat for him to be himself. When you have an excellent spirit on you, in you, you're going to do things on a greater scale than maybe than the standard. You can do it on a greater scale than the standard. You're shooting for a higher ground. Amen. So once again, let it arise in you and let it flow. Some of you are kind of holding on because you don't want to be settled. You don't. You're so different from all the rest. Be who God has called you to be. Walk this thing out. Walk your full potential. Be who God has called you to be. Once again, if anyone need to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. Press 1. It gets you in the Q box. But amen. So you want to be able to be set apart, be different from all the rest. Daniel was not one who decided about being just like everybody. He didn't want to be a carbon copy of anybody. He enjoyed being himself. And he was comfortable with that. Okay? The next thing is, the next point, point number four, people will look occasion or reason against you, even at fault. This is why when you know you've been preferred, you got to walk right. I know. You got to walk right. You can't just because you have to understand the value of your life is beyond the norm. And you have to understand that because there's something special about you, everybody's not going to like you. Any chance that someone may have just to throw you under the bus, I mean, the bus is being warmed up right now. They're looking for a reason to get you stuck under there so they can back up on you. You roll you over, you beep, 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 you're back around back over you at the same time. I mean, they're looking for a reason to throw you over the bus. I mean, it's just reality because of who, because some people have thought it shouldn't have been you anyway. Why is it you? You don't deserve it. Well, it is a saying that I like to say that you can't judge my harvest because you don't know my seed. Just because you don't like me, that's one thing, but you know, you have to respect. I'm going to be who I'm going to be. So that's why we have to understand and know who we are. We have to understand that people are going to look for an occasion against you. It's just going to be what it is. It's nothing for you to get upset about. You just got to know. This is why we have to walk right. We have to stay in the will of God. Because when you walk in the will of God, God will cover you and protect you. Through all of that, even through all the jealousies of people, it's going to happen. Okay, five, you're faithful. You had to be faithful somewhere for God to prefer you. There has been something that sparked this thing. Your faithfulness. You've been faithful because you've been faithful, consistent in doing something. God said, there you go, that's the one right there. This is the preferred one. Job was preferred by God. See what got him? But in the end, he won. You may see what a rough way to go. Error of fault. Found in him. Once again, we got to make sure no error or fault is found in you. See, we have to have a made up mind to serve the Lord. We have to have a made up mind to go forward because you've been preferred. You're on the devil's hit list. I guarantee you probably in Sapphire to get rid of. Especially if you're a threat, he's looking for a reason to get rid of you. I like to make a statement that if you look on hell's billboards, your picture might be on it that says, we want dead, not even alive. We want them dead. No negotiation, no reason. We want them dead, or her dead. So, amen. So, when we see that, we understand. The enemy does not really like us. But it's okay. It's okay. Because you know why? Because God got you. God got you. Don't need to worry. Don't need to fret. Don't need to be concerned about it. God got you. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go to verse 5. Then these men said, we will never find any charge against this Daniel unless we find something against him concerning the law of his God. They knew they couldn't find anything yet on Daniel. But this is one thing that they did know. He was consistent in serving his God. He was faithful in his service to God. See, point number five was saying this, be faithful, but he was faithful in his service to God. And they knew this about Daniel. See, when people know that you're consistent in what you're doing, people can look, they'll be able to, you know, they can say, you know what, one thing I do know about them, they're a word man, they're a Bible person, they're upright before the hand of God because they're consistent in their serving before God. Not just in secret, but also in public. And also not in public, but also in secret. He goes both ways. But God has marked you to be faithful. No man can erase that. When God has marked you to be faithful, no man can erase that. I said it one more time. When God has marked you to be faithful, no man can erase that. Glory to God. Let's go a little further. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord here. My God. So the administrators, I'm reading from the HCSB Bible. So the administrators and satraps went together to the king and said to the king, may King Darius live forever. All the administrators of the kingdom, the prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have agreed that the king should be established an ordinance and enforce an edict 30 days. Anyone who petitions any god or man except you, the king, will be thrown into the lion's den. I'm going to read that from the King James Version. Okay, verse 7. All the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains who have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save him, be cast to the lion's den of lions. Amen. Do we have a caller that needs to come on? Amen. Okay. Now we see here, because they couldn't find occasion against Daniel, now they have to attack him according to his service, his faithfulness to the Lord. That's the only thing they had to go on. They didn't know that he was faithful to God. Verse 8. The number to call in, once again, is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to give you a cue box. Verse 8 says, therefore, your majesty, establish the edict and sign the document so that as a law of the Medes and Persians, it is irrevocable and cannot be changed. Wherefore, King Darius signed the decree, signed the writing and the decree. Now, so they got Dick to agree, and the king was just doing his king business, didn't even realize what was happening. Now, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his after he knew the writing was signed, he went to his house, and his windows being open into his chamber toward Jerusalem. Daniel ain't trying to hide nothing. He ain't trying to close a blind. No. It is what it is. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before time. So he didn't change in his service to God. He didn't change the way he spent time with God. He didn't change how much he talked with God just because they told him you can't talk to God. It's supposed to be a decree. Because of the decree, they didn't want to do it. Amen. It's before. Amen.
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 Hey, I'm good so far, Doc. But how do we build up our confidence like Daniel?
It's the same thing that got Daniel when he got that where he is right now. That constant spending time with God. See, when we spend time with God, God is building us. He's building us up for our walk. See, Daniel, God knew, this did not surprise God that what he did to Daniel. God knew this was going to happen. That's why when we begin to spend time with God, God is strategically building us and preparing us up for this occasion. See, David was going to face a Goliath one way or another. In due time, it was going to come. That's why he had a lion and a bear. Prepare him for Goliath. And when Goliath came forward, he was ready because of his preparation. See, when we spend time with God and our travels and our going, this prepares us for our King Darius situation. So this is for us to see the one thing that they could not take from Daniel, they had to admit he was faithful in serving his God. And that was his strength. And that's why Daniel's lifeline stayed strong, because he continued in his service unto God. So that's the thing we have to do. Look at Daniel's service to God and realize that was his lifeline, his faithfulness to God. He never changed. Never changed it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any other questions? That's it?
Yeah, that was pretty much it for me. Everything else that was credit for it, Doc.
Great. Praise God. Amen. But definitely stick around. Amen. God's going to do more. So, amen. But we truly see this has been the key thing for Daniel. And so now let's go further and see what happens. Amen. So he didn't change. He knew. Daniel knew. Remember, he knew when this thing was sung. He knew what he heard, what he was trying to do. I'm sure the Holy Spirit, you know, really dealt with him as far as, you know, even the Spirit of the Lord probably dealt with him to let him know that this was an accusation against him. So he didn't go to the king and say, King, don't sign that. You know, he didn't do that. Because Daniel also realized that his strength was not in the king. Even though he served the king, his hope and strength was not in the king. He knew the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He knew the one, the true source of the power and the authority came from God. See, there's no need to mess with the peasants when you know the king. You know what I'm saying? You know who we're right to go to. And so that's what Daniel kept in his mind. Verse 11 says, then these men assembled, look at the devil coming together, and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. And this is why we have to make sure, to go back to the last point that I made, or the 6 points, the last one says, no error or fault found in him. We have to make sure we're walking right, have everything covered. Now, you may have some things you may have sinned before God. It's an issue or thorn inside. Keep it before God. When you keep it before God, you keep it out of your own hand. And what now is, because see, here it is, they came in, busted in, and found Daniel praying. Now, some people, if you don't check yourself right, what are they going to find you doing? What would the enemy find you doing? It's your words against theirs, but they got the picture right there to show that you're doing something you got to miss doing. This is why we also, if we want to be talking about being preferred by God, we got to make sure that we can keep our nose clean when people are looking and when people are not looking. It's a very key thing. Well, I'm not perfect. Yeah, we understand all that, but guess what? The devil, you think that's to slow the devil down? Just trust me. You serve the Lord with your whole heart and make sure, because once again, God gives grace. My thing is this, when you open your heart to God and say, Lord, I'm struggling with this area, I'm struggling with this area, whatever the case may be, and you being real with God, now there's grace to cover you. Now, when you act like there's nothing going on, but you got a whole mess going on, now you're about to be exposed from the enemy, because now you hold on to something that's his, because as long as it's not in God's hands, it's in the enemy's hands. As long as it's not in God's hands, it's in the enemy's hands. And any time he can pull the cover off you and expose you and bring you to shame. That's why we have to, God wants to be real with him. We need to be real with God. God is on your side. He's not against you. My God, I felt the Holy Ghost on that one. My God. Whew, my God. Okay, verse 12. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the decree, the king's decree. Sign the decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man 30 days, within 30 days, save of thee, okay, shall be cast into the den of lions. The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which alters not. The king knew right there, man, they just set me up. And once his signature's on it, there's no going back. That's what I'll show you. Once the king signs, king can't go back and erase it. Oof, my God. All right, verse 13. Once again, if anyone needs to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to give you the key box. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judea, regarded not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed before, but making his petition 3 times a day. So he's saying, okay, here is Daniel, who disregard what you say, king, what you sign, the decree, because he makes his petition 3 times a day. He ain't stopping even for you, king. Now, just imagine this. You know God was loving this, right? That's my boy Daniel. He didn't stop in his faithfulness to me. He didn't change. Now, just imagine how many times we've bailed out on God. Just imagine how that made him feel. Wow. They said they love me. They wanted me to bless them. But when it comes time to make a stand, they bail out on me. Just a little something to think about. You know, because we can serve God with our mouth, but then our heart can tell it all. Verse 14. The king heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. He was so mad at himself when he heard this, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. It became a burden on him to deliver Daniel. It was a burden on him for the situation, but he had a heart towards Daniel. He wanted to find some way to save Daniel because he knew Daniel was a good guy. He knew his heart, faithful in all he do. So here it is. He set his heart on delivering him, and he labored till the going down of the sun. He tried to find all kind of ways. I'm pretty sure he was trying to find any kind of loophole in this thing, trying to find some which way, some reason, somehow to get Daniel off the hook. All day to the evening time. When the sun started going down, then he knew the end of the day has come. Then verse 15, then these men assembled unto the king and said to the king, know, O king, the law of Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute, it's like the devil, is no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. It's evil. Just flat out evil. Verse 16. Then the king commanded and they brought Daniel because he was nothing else he could do. He was like, okay, I got to go through this. There's nothing else I can do. I can't stall any longer. All day ain't going by. I got to honor this decree. So he goes for a call for Daniel and casts him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Now the king, let me read that from the HCSB, says, So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you. even the king recognized that the God that Daniel could serve consistently, that he let him know, I'm on your side. And may the God who you serve continually, the one who you've been so faithfully serving all the time, sowing seeds of obedience to, very, representing him well, always making him look good, may he be the one to rescue you, because I can't do it. Now, that says a couple of things. That lets me know, here, so the Hebrew voice, the battle just shifted. See, it was no longer, Daniel against these leaders here. It went from these leaders now against God. Because they chose to fight Daniel in something that was unto God, now God was obligated to step in and step up for Daniel since he made a stand for him. Daniel never wavered in his standing for God. Since Daniel never wavered in his standing, it put God on the spot. See, if you want God to move for you, don't waver in your stand for him. Don't move in your stance for God, and God will stand up for you. It wasn't Daniel on trial anymore. It wasn't Daniel against the lions anymore. It was God against those who were trying to find a reason to punish Daniel for his service to God. So because of that, it provoked Daniel's stand for God, provoked him to move from the throne of God on his behalf. You want to see a sign, a wonder, a miracle? Stay faithful in your service to God and watch and see the results that God will bring over you. It changed. The battle shifted. It was no more against Daniel and these guys. It was them against God. God said, no. So you're going to use his service to me against him? God said, not on my watch. God said, not on my watch. Let's see what God. Let's see what God did. My God. Then King. All right, let's go to verse 17. A stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. That the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went into the palace, his palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. The king was up all night praying and fasting for God, for Daniel. Torah turned the heart of a king. The king probably never did something before, or did he, but he knew from the example from Daniel of how to serve and how to give thanks and how to go before his God. See, you don't know who's watching you. And you'd be surprised how many people are taking notes about your life. That the impact of your life is being made sometimes when you least expect it the most. Sometimes when you're not even thinking about it, the impact is being made in their life. They probably never saw a person really serve God until they saw you. And their daddy probably been the pastor. Dad probably was a deacon. Mom was an evangelist. But they never saw a real true servant until they see you, how you serve God. So much so, the king did things he probably never used to do before. Up night, he didn't want to hear no music. He was fasting and praying for Daniel. King arose very early in the morning, at the time when it would be a new day, and went in with haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamented voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou can serve continually. See, he keep bringing the point up. The one you can, the one you serve continually. Can God say that you serve him continually? If your boss tell you to study, you don't have nobody praying on the job, will you stop praying in tongues silently to yourself? Will you stop just because your boss said that? And just say, if you don't want nobody believing Jesus around here, you don't have nobody know Jesus, will you stop your service to serve to God? Well, I got to watch my job just today. But listen, who gave you the job? You don't think job, you don't think God can give you a better one? The whole point of the matter is this. When you've been preferred by God, stands that you're going to have to take and you're being preferred by God. Because God believes in you. Do you believe in him enough to be faithful? Even against all odds? Even when the odds are against you? When people are against you, the ones who you thought was for you, they're against you? Can you still stand? If anyone need to call in, number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. He said, oh, Daniel, servants of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able, oh God, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, my God, and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have no hurt, and not had poured as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, I had done no hurt. But so this just lets me know here. When you make a stand for God and you serve him continually without wavering, God will send and God will do whatever it takes to deliver you. God will even send angelic aid to back you up. God will reveal himself to you in the time of trouble. He said he sent an angel to shut off the mouth of the lions. God will do a supernatural thing to get a natural thing done. Verse 23. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Daniel was taken up out of the den. No manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. See, what you believe is going to show one way or another. If you believe your God is able to deliver you, it's going to show. If you don't believe, it's going to show. Your life is a testament of the gospel that you serve and you preach. So here it is. The king brought him out. Then King Darius wrote upon all people, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied unto you. I, the king, make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Now the king's speaking here. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever in his kingdom that should not be destroyed. For his dominion shall be forever unto the end. He delivers and rescues, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lion. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus, the Persian. So here it is that the king, even the king, recognized the power of God. He had to speak up and speak out and made a decree to all the kingdoms on the earth with fear and trembling. Let them know that the God of Daniel, he is the living God. See, when you make a stand for God, people begin to speak up about your God because they know and realize you are standing for God and you didn't back down because your statement of faith was made. It caused him or caused others to speak up on your behalf. People you never thought would even pay you attention will begin to speak up because of your stand for God. When you're preferred by God, it will make a statement throughout the heavens and the earth that people will recognize, truly, this is a man or woman of God that we stand before. Heaven, preferred by God, is nothing that they can do. Because when God's hand is on you, there's no other hand that can even touch you. Or touch you for that matter. God has preferred you. When he has preferred you, there's no man or woman, no one can change that. Walk in that place of being preferred by God. Know that you're preferred by God. Receive that you've been preferred by God. Walk out the fact that you've been preferred by God. And just know that God will show himself strong in your life because you are preferred by him. I encourage you all today. If there's anyone who have questions or any comments we'd like to make, 347-945-5416. Feel free to call in. You've been preferred by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that's on this line, who's hearing the sound of my voice. Thank you for letting them know that you have preferred them, and they're living upright, doing what they're supposed to do according to your word. You said, you love me, keep my commandments. They're not living a double lifestyle. They're not doing all kinds of different things, but they're living a life pleasing unto your sight, in your sight. So because of that, they showed themselves strong, that you may show yourself strong on their behalf. Help them to make every stand that needs to be made, Lord God. Help them to, like Daniel, to continuously serve you, Lord. Continuously be faithful in their service unto you. That we should take time out to read our word, study, pray, to be a witness, encourage somebody. Whatever it takes to be pleasing in your sight, then we will do it. Thank you for wisdom even through the journey. That we will be wise while we go forth and do. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In Jesus' Master's name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Well, amen. We thank God for the word tonight, amen. And we just want to encourage you. You know, just allow God to lead you. If there's anyone right now who does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we take this moment now to encourage you. Amen. I want you to repeat after me, Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I can't do this, Lord. I tried to do it myself. I need you. I renounce a sinful lifestyle. I give it back. I refuse to live it. But Lord, I need you. Lord, I receive change, a new life that comes from you. I walk in this new life because I believe that Jesus died for me, my sins. And on the third day, you rose from it, with all power in his hand. And he's given me the chance back to the tree of life. So, Lord, I thank you for replenishing my health, my strength. Everything I need is in you. Thank you for a new beginning. I receive now you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. For anyone who's out of fellowship with God, Lord, forgive me for going astray. I acknowledge my sin and me going my own way. Lord, restore me back to right fellowship with you. And I shall walk in your presence and your power. I shall walk in your authority. I shall be who you call me to be. Thank you for raising Jesus for me, for reconciling me back into right fellowship with you. And my heart will be right. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Once again, if anyone needs prayer, please call 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. If anyone needs prayer, we're ready for that as well. Amen. Amen. Well, glory to God. We thank the Lord for his word tonight. Pray that you were encouraged to walk this thing out. You've been preferred. When you have been preferred by God, great things are about to happen. We are now in the season of time where your relationship with God is going to bring forth some kind of fruit or bring forth nothing. But amen, we pray that in this time of season that you will bring forth much fruit. Because of your service unto our God, that you will serve him continually without wavering. Thank you, Jesus. So, all right. Well, God bless you. Amen. If anyone doesn't have anything else, we're going to call. Amen. Just want to take a few moments out to invite you to a few things. Amen. Join us Tuesday night at Eagles Wings International Ministries. We have our Tuesday night Impact Bible Study. Amen. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. That number is 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410 is no code. Amen. Once again, that's our Impact Tuesday night. Tuesday night Impact Bible Study. Amen. And then we have Saturday morning intercessory prayer. Once again, join us for that one, Saturday morning, intercessory prayer, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. And that number is 843-619-0410. And then we have Sunday service. We have Sunday service at 5 p.m. every Sunday. Amen. Come Sunday worship service. Join us. Once again, that number is 843-619-0410. 843-619-0410. No code, that's our Sunday worship service. Amen. Come be a part of us and join us, amen, as we enjoy the presence of the Lord with each other. Amen. And then we have the last week of this month. We have October 30th, that Wednesday, 31st, that Thursday, then the first, then the Friday night, and then that Saturday. We have a round table. We're going to have a woman up conference for all the women. We want to invite you to come on out and join us. Amen. As we go into the Word of God, it's going to be awesome. Amen. For what God's going to do. Amen. Once again, woman up conference is going to be awesome. It's going to be the 29th, that Wednesday. October 29th, we have Prophet Selena Dupree. Amen. She opened up. And the 30th. We have Prophetess Ebony Morrell. Amen. The 31st, we have our apostle, Denise Bundy Keller from Atlanta, Georgia. She'll be speaking that 31st, that Halloween night. Amen. And so we have some words of encouragement by Evangelist Tammy Purnell that Wednesday night. Prophetess Dessa Simmons. Amen. Amen. She'll be on that Thursday night. And then that Friday night, we have Prophet Tanika Bland, amen. And that Saturday, we will have a round table. We'll be talking about various different subjects and everything. That's going to be a good session, amen. So truly, they'll have a lot of wisdom in that circle. And just to let you know that you love and be encouraged. So that will be the Woman Up Conference, amen. So it will be from October 29th to November 1st, 2014. So every night will be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That number to call is 843-619-0410. No code. Amen. And if anyone have a, you can go to our page, Eagles Wins International Ministries. I am. It'll be on Facebook. You can go there or look me up, Apostle Marcus Dupree or Prophet Selene Dupree. Amen. And you can find us and get some of the latest information about the ministry and how God is moving. And of course, being here, amen, which is always a privilege on every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us at the Eagles at Flight Hour. And we thank God for EG Entertainment and for everyone who made this possible. And tonight we bring you all a good night. Have an awesome week this week. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family, that you be safe and sound until we meet again. God bless you once again. It was awesome. And thank God for each and every one of you. Have a great night. God bless. Love your mother, love your father, love your sister.